Chapter 21, The Greening Spring. Louis and Serena were more in love than ever. When spring came, they flew north, Louis wearing his trumpet and his slate and his chalk pencil and his medal. Serena wearing nothing at all. Now that he no longer had to work and earn, Louis felt a great sense of relief. No more would he have to carry a money bag round his neck. The two swans flew high and fast, 10,000 feet above the earth. They arrived at last at the little pond in the wilderness where Louis had been hatched. This was his dream, to return with his love to the place in Canada where he had first seen the light of day. He escorted Serena from one end of the pond to the other and back again. He showed her the tiny island where his mother's nest had been. He showed her the log Sam Beaver had been sitting on when Louis had pulled his shoelace because he couldn't say beep. Serena was enchanted. They were in love. It was spring. The frog was waking from his long sleep. The turtle was coming to life again after his nap. The chipmunk felt the warm air, soft and kind, blow through the trees, just as it did in that springtime when Louis's father and mother had visited the pond to nest and raise their young. The sun shone down, strong and steady. Ice was melting. Patches of open water appeared on the pond. Louis and Serena felt the changing world, and they stirred with new life and rapture and hope. There was a smell in the air, a smell of earth waking after its long winter. The trees were putting out tiny green buds. The buds were swelling. A better, easier time was at hand. A pair of mallard ducks flew in. A sparrow with a white throat arrived and sang, "Oh, sweet Canada, Canada, Canada." Serena chose a muskrat lodge on which to build her nest. It was the right height above the water. The muskrats had built it of mud and sticks. Louis had hoped his wife might decide to make her nest in the same spot where his mother had built hers. But females are full of notions. They want their own way, pretty much. And Serena knew what she was doing. Louis was so delighted when he saw her begin to construct the nest, he didn't really care where it was. He raised his horn to his mouth and played the beginning of an old song called "It's Delightful to Be Married, to be married. Then he helped by bringing a few pieces of coarse grass.